Hello, my name is Joe Trier, and welcome back to Rime of the Frost Maiden. Our camera pans out through the darkness over the sea of moving ice, where titanic icebergs bob in a churning black sea of unknown depth, crashing into one another with destructive results. Over many miles, where we eventually see, floating amid these mountains of ice shrouded in mist, is Auriel's Island, the Frost Maiden's Island. We rise up over the 100-foot cliffs and pan past frozen forests and ice-white drifts where, through the blowing snow, we see a grand assembly of ice sculptures across a snowy field. Closer examination reveals that the sculptures are completely faithful to their subjects. Bears, elk, saber-toothed tigers, wolves, yeti, remoruses, and white dragons. Other creatures of the north too. Carved in intricate detail that no mortal hand could create in such wondrous detail. We carry on flying to the center of the island where, rising before us, is a 600-foot tall mountain of glacial ice, its peak carved to resemble a gigantic skull wearing a crown. Weaving up the mountain's southern slope are enormous steps hewn for ice. These steps, which extend from the base of the mountain to the base of the fortress, were clearly made for giants, each one being almost 5 foot high. And there at the very bottom stand our four heroes. They have journeyed to Auriel's abode in search of the Codicle of White, a powerful book containing many of Auriel's rituals, and legend has it, it contains a magical spell which could crack open the Reghead Glacier, forming a path to its very depths where an ancient city of Netheril lays buried, within which there may be magics that could destroy Auriel's rhyme. Let us zoom in on our characters who wait beneath these mighty steps. Starting off, Owen. Owen, welcome back to the show. Great to see you. Could you tell us a bit about your character?
How's it going, Joe? My character is Zelfiz the Practical. He is a level 8 artificer. He has a little trusty sidekick who is a mechanical penguin he's made called Lady Penguin. It's the gist of it, really. He's a gnome.
And what Zelfiz is doing is he stands looking up at Auriel's castle.
Well, he doesn't stand. He's sitting on Lady Penguin with a little handlebar coming out of her head because she also works as like a mobility scooter for him. So he's basically just taking it all in. He's all about looking for Shardalin, this magical crystal that he had used to upgrade Lady Penguin, and he'd loads of experiments done with it. So he's on the lookout for that kind of stuff. And I guess an ice maiden?
You know, if you bump into one.
Ask for directions, maybe, I guess.
Okay, next up, welcome back to the show, Virginia. It's great to see you again. Can you tell us about your character?
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I am playing Kestra. She is an 8th level warlock, and she is a bounty hunter and is here to help her friends and is very much looking forward to but also slightly terrified of what awaits as they go up those steps.
And as Kestra stands at the base of the mountain, what's she doing or how is she feeling?
I think at this point she's still leafing through that spell book that she found on the body of their friend so they lied about, just trying to see if there's anything else in there. These trials do not sound good.
Sure. hopefully we'll find out tonight. And next up, Niall, welcome back to the show. Can you tell us about Gon and your character?
Well, I'm playing Gon, a level 8 druid, Firbolg, and you can see him in the picture in one of those directions, I don't know.
Every week.
Anyway, yeah, he is currently standing at the base of this tower, and he is thinking about consulting with the Professor Orb that he, attuned to last week, to speak to the person inside of it that seems to have the information that we need right now.
Of course. And last, but by no means least, welcome back to Joe Curran. Can you tell us a bit about Graham?
Graham is a human rogue who is currently questioning his choice in friends. As we stand at the base of a tower, possibly going to die. Yeah, this is
you'll be fine.
Feeling pretty real, let's say.
Okay, so let's start our story as you gaze up over these. I mean, they are almost 5 foot high, and this part of the island is the coldest part you've come to. Frost is literally steaming off the steps, and your feet, containing the sort of tiny bits of moisture from your body, mean that every time you lift them, there's a crackle of ice. And if you stay for too long, you feel yourself slightly rooted down.
Can I take out the professor orb? Do I have to talk out loud to it, or can I just talk mentally to it?
You absolutely can talk out loud. If you talk mentally, it replies mentally. If you talk out loud, it replies so everyone else can hear it.
We say okay. Telepathically, as opposed to just ranting and raving at this orb.
I'd like to ask out loud. What can you tell us about these trials that we have to do?
Well, I mean, as I said before, we don't know a great deal of detail. The druid that my previous companions...
He sounds quite disgusted as he talks about them.
Tortured to death, was rather circumspect about them. We do know that they each trial represents one part of Auriel's portfolio. Endurance, cruelty, isolation... and preservation, those things that she holds most dear and the source of her godly power and might. But the details, all we know is they're very, very deadly. And not all, in fact, from our understanding, very few return after attempting these trials.
Do we have to do all of the trials, or is it... We would take them individually. Do we know anything like that?
She implied that you need to take all four, but she didn't say you needed to pass all four. We were kind of hoping for a bit of a majority, 50%, that kind of thing. You know, we'd be kind of clerics or chosen of oil of maybe the preservation and endurance, and maybe leave the cruelty aside, although my previous owners were quite into the cruelty. Mm.
Yes, so you said. Can you tell us anything else about this keep? Anything we need to be careful of? Anything we need to know about before we go in?
It should be fascinating. Part of the ancient giant kingdom even before the kingdoms of Netheril. It'll be large, escaped to giants. Hopefully the giants themselves have departed, or you'll be fighting a host of frost giants, each one 15 foot tall and as strong as... Well, a dragon, as it were. But my understanding is that trials are held in the dungeon, or the holy site, the giant's deep within the bowels of the castle. So be searching for, a way deep down.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll put the orb back in my pocket. I'll look around at the group. So, should we get going?
If we're choosing trials, I think I'd like preservation. If there's options and dibs.
What do we got again? We got preservation, cruelty.
Yeah.
What were the other two, Joe?
Endurance and perseverance.
Isolation is the last one.
Oh, sorry.
I think we should draw straws, to be honest with you.
So hold on, Joe, you said preservation and perseverance. Is it one of those?
Preservation, isolation, cruelty, and endurance.
Okay.
I think we should decide that when we get there, because we might not have a choice and we might have to do all of them.
I just wanted to, I guess.
You wanted the easy path.
Who said it was easy?
Okay, it's all this.
I mean, if we're not going to draw straws here, I don't think I have any straw anyway. We'd get...
sorry, that you shouldn't was have laughed. So stupid. It was so dumb. I'm sorry.
I'll take cruelty.
It seems most suited for you.
The Professor Orb interrupts.
Sorry, there may be a misunderstanding. If you want to pass, we suspect at least 50% for all of you. Otherwise, you'll each only have one of the portfolios, and then none of you could go through the door to where the codicil is kept.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's a lot clearer, to be fair. Not a group effort.
No, you know, it is a group effort. That's what I'm saying. You kind of all need to do all of them. Or unless, I mean, it depends. Maybe just one of you wishes to whisk yourself on all the trials and the others could just sort of hang out.
I guess we're going to the fight. Is there a stairs? An elevator?
Yeah, there's the stairs. There's the 5-foot stairs going up to the... Yeah. Going up to the...
How are they separated out? Like, do we just have to go up and then see what's there?
So you're standing at the base of a mountain. At the literal peak of the mountain, 100 feet above you, is this fortress, which is in the shape of a skull. Mm-hmm. Between you and that is a literally giant set of staircase. Each step is 5 foot high. So it's going to be a difficult journey. It's probably what stands for mid-afternoon, although that's very dusky, obviously, under the rime.
Hmm.
Well, the only way we're going to find out what these trials are and how we do them is, I guess, following these steps. If we stand here too long, we're going to freeze on the spot.
Well, this is being said, I'm already climbing. I'm like 3-4 steps up. I'm like...
Yeah, I'm...
Bring on the cruelty!
Zoff is... do you need some help getting up these stairs?
I need a lot of help.
This is this is almost double overhead. Like,
I'll basically pick up Zalfiz and, like, I guess put him on a shoulder or something like that. Yeah, both of the legs over my shoulders.
I'm not like a kid and go around Disneyland with his dad on his dad's shoulder.
Yeah.
You just chuck him up with him.
Yeah.
So mechanically, you're going to have no problem getting up these steps.
Just
it will be
toss
long
me.
And hard.
Don't tell the dwarf. Don't tell the elf.
Don't tell the elf. What?
So, probably around 2 hours later, you arrive at the base of the castle itself. This enormous skull with this crown-shaped spires on top, where, if rumor has it, a Oriel's rock, the mighty bird that carries her across the dale when she casts her spell, sleeps during the day. The steps end in front of a double door made from slabs of ice with dragon skulls and dragon bones, you believe, buried in them. Carved into the lintel is a single word in dwarvish script.
Everyone jumps. I speak dwarvish. There we go. I quickly got to my player sheet.
Okay. Yeah, I speak dwarvish as well.
Okay, for those that read dwarvish, you sound out the letters because it's not a word itself, but it the name of this place is Grimskull.
It says here the name is Grimskull.
Very welcoming.
It's very extra for a place that's hidden. A lot of effort gone in for not much payoff. I mean, the whole skull.
I wonder who designed this. They took the time to set up the layout.
I mean, if you become a god that does this and then build yourself a nice sculpture garden in exquisite detail, you're probably enough of a narcissist to put the name of your keep on the doors, even if no one's going to see it, because you're going to murder them before they get there.
Would anyone like to give me a history check?
That is a fair point.
Yes, certainly would.
Anyone trained in history?
I'm not.
You'd have to be proficient in it. It can't.
I have a +8, so I think I'd be okay. I got 24.
I have a +2.
So, but, well, 24 covers it. So the ancient kingdom of Astoria, the giant kingdom, which took place over 2,000 years ago, the giants battled against the dragons, and the dragon bones that are buried in the wall are actual real dragon bones, and you think they might be young white dragons, which are huge beasts themselves. Sorry, large beasts in a D&D term themselves, but they're probably the victims of the dragons' war against the giants. And this was built by the giants themselves.
When we say skull shape, do we mean like humanoid skull? Not dragon skull.
Yes.
Okay.
It's behind me.
No. Yeah.
Cool. I was going to relay that in character, but yeah.
Always with the appropriate background,
I try to be relevant.
The door towers above you, probably 18 foot.
I thought it was going to be like something like speak friend and enter.
Oh.
Is there any other entrance that we can see, or is it just this one way in?
The cliffs themselves are sheer, but looking up, you do wonder if the sort of carvings that represent the eye sockets and that of the nose, maybe if you clambered your way up, there might be an entrance to the sort of top or higher floors of this place.
What do we know? What the door is made of? To look at?
The slabs of ice.
Just giant slabs of ice.
I'd like to lean over to Graham. Graham, do you think you could take a look up there and see if there's another way in?
I use a second story work in my earring, I suppose, to try and climb all the way up and take a look in.
So you sort of clamber your way up, and you probably get about halfway towards where these sockets are, these depressions that just hide in darkness. Mm. And I'd like you to give me a perception roll.
Oh no. Did I just get green killed?
Oh no, you have done this. The worst part is I have no modifier on this, so what you see is what you get. 8.
There's something up there, like a chittering, muttering sound from the nearest eye socket, but you can't determine exactly how many they are, how loud it is, or what beast or being is like.
Can I tell which eye socket it's coming from?
The one directly above you, so I guess if you're looking at the picture, I guess you're climbing to its right.
Okay. So can I start climbing towards the left side in an attempt to stealth myself while I look through that eye socket?
He said the magic word.
Okay, give me that stealth.
In an attempt to... I get plus 10 on that.
So. I didn't use pass the one trace.
No, you didn't. Which would mean it means an automatic
plus 20. 20.
Oh my god, I rolled in that one, so I got 11.
Oh my god.
So you're using your ring, which allows you to spider climb. So your foot kind of slabs onto one of these bits of ice, and it just peels off. And although you're able to carry on climbing, it tears away with a sort of creaking, cratting, cracking sound, and then drops the sort of 3 or 4 stories to the ground below and shatters loudly, and the chittering above stops. What do you wish to
I'm going
to
start climbing down quite quickly, and as a result, I'm like, there was a sound and it has stopped. Gone, Zalfis. Everybody, we could, yeah. And I'm just climbing down. Incoming.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could open the door if we want to open the door. I could just cast Shatter on it. if we're not worried about sound anymore.
Is aggressive the kind
of
entrance
we want to
make?
Shut the doors behind us, though, so whatever's chittering doesn't follow us in.
Following us is not the issue right now. Attacking us is.
Can I just try to push the door open normally, see if they actually
open?
Yeah,
Kess just going to be going to that too. Like,
it's like, you know, in movies when like they kick the door and it's like it was unlocked.
Come on, 20.
Just to bring it up again, Virginia, your character is called Kestra, right?
Kestra, yeah.
Yes, right. There we go.
My strength is plus 1.
No, but what's the actual strength? It's 12.
Yes, 12.
Yeah, so you heave against the door, and despite your bulk, it doesn't seem to move.
Zalfis helps.
Can I help out?
Does that work?
I have a strength of 14.
Okay. Yeah, can everyone help?
I have an 8, so my feet spin in place.
So with your combined strength, the door gives, but then stops. What I need is a combined strength roll. So I'd like everyone to roll me strength, and more passes on this skill check than fails.
Oh god, I got
I'm
6.
Sprinting down the side of the face at this point.
Is this just straight strength?
Just straight strength. If you've got a modifier, obviously use your modifier. It's not a saving throw.
There we go. That's
not
what I'm talking about.
A dirty 20.
Nice. And Zalfis?
Zalfis got a 10, but realized if he jumps on Lady Penguin, he can just ram it with her, which would be stronger. And use a flash of genius to get to 15? Because I assume 10 isn't the pass, right?
No, but the flash of genius. So basically you're kind of heaving on it and it's kind of stirring. You can feel it creaking and it's icy kind of against this icy floor. And then Lady Pen crashes into all of you and you kind of fall forward and the door slams open. A huge echoing sound reverberates around you. This sort of sonorous, unnatural noise. And then you are greeted with a wave of fog, 2 foot high, flowing out around you and over you because you're lying on the ground. And for a moment you disappear and you struggle to catch your breath. It's that cold. You push yourselves up and you stare into the darkness of Grimskull Castle.
Can I close the door behind us?
Are you going to wait for Graham?
Yeah. I didn't know he wasn't with us.
Okay, the door closes much easier now that you've kind of moved the ice that had gathered around it. But it still takes at least the three of you to do it. And it slams again with this sort of sonorous reverberations. And then you are left in complete darkness, absolute pitch black. You are freezing from the waist down or from Zalfir's. I mean, it's this fog is literally 2 foot high. It's almost up to your neck, I'd imagine. But unless any
mostly Lady Penguin getting the brunt of it. I've got dark vision.
Kestra's like, this is the worst. I'd like to take a torch out and light it.
I'll take out my sword and it'll actually illuminate for it acts as a
torch. Nice. That's cool.
Nice. So the blue fire along Graham's sword, along with the flickering flame from Gon's huge torch, because it would be almost giant sized yourself, because you're what, almost 7 foot tall, illuminates an enormous corridor, 15 foot high, 20 foot wide, and leading off into the darkness. Strange swirling murals cover the corridor walls, and you can see numerous doors leading off to the left, right, and in the distance, the corridor turns at a fork. This place is enormous and certainly designed for the giants that once lived here.
So, Zalfis would have seen Dwarvish. The name was written in Dwarvish, right? Grimskull, right?
Mm.
So he knows there's a chance, like, dwarves are tricky fellas, that there might be secret passageways and stuff. So he will be on the lookout for that and potentially traps, I guess, as well.
Well, you passed your history check, don't you? So yes. The giants actually use Dwarvish script.
Okay. Less tricky, those giants.
So they speak giant, but they use Dwarvish script, is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
There is no giant script, is there?
I'm assuming not.
Does that mean that they were originally taught by dwarves?
Well, I can speak giant. Would I know if there's giant script or not?
I my realm's knowledge runs out here. Maybe chat.
I was making a complete guessing. I just thought you were smart by guessing.
I thought you were being coy there for a minute. I didn't know you didn't know.
Maybe we'll play Storm King Spunder one time and we'll find out.
I'll take out the orb and just like to the rest of them. I know we've already made a bunch of noise, but to the rest of them, I'm just gonna like maybe like. We should try to be quiet after that entrance. And I'll like to telepathically, that's not the, not mentally, telepathically, I'd like to ask Orb, like, do you know what direction should we be going in?
Well, down if you can. Unfortunately, the giants weren't really my expertise, as it were, not what I studied. So, sorry.
Do you know anything about this castle?
Well, I mean, looking at those flowing scripts, I do know that they're royal scripts. This place was maybe a fiefdom. I don't know what the giants used to kind of organize their hierarchy, but this was an important place where the king or queen or someone of royal lineage would have made home.
Thank you. I'll put the orb away again. Let's try to find a way down, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can we tell? Go on.
Sorry. I was going to say, you said that there are doors on this corridor. Do any of those look disturbed? Like they've been pushed ajar or left ajar?
Give me an investigation roll.
Can I assist instead of investigation?
Yeah, if you want to roll with advantage, if you're working together.
Yeah, I've got +8.
You can roll if you like, I've got +5.
Okay. So advantage just means they're rolling twice, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, we're taking the best one. So that's a dirty 20.
That's absolutely fine. So you initially don't notice anything. You kind of push open the nearest door, which does move much easier, and you look upon what seems to be an ancient guard room with immense pikes, each one 12 foot long and tipped with rusty, you think iron, but then you realize that the sheen of the metal is wrong. But it has oxidized in a way. But as you're looking around, you do notice footsteps, footprints. Those of some human size or humanoid, but also of animal. Initially, you think this must be a crag cat, but it's slightly too large. But interesting, leading further into the complex.
Here's where I wish I knew more monsters in the D&D.
So crag cat
could be from a house cat to a giant lion.
they're unique to Icewind Dale and they're deadly. Yeah. So they're imagine like a very large tiger, but with ice white fur. They tend to hunt. They're stealthy hunters and are extremely dangerous, even to heroes such as yourselves.
Oh, I'm going to let Kestra take the lead on this one.
you realize I am a bounty hunter, not an animal hunter, right?
Yes. You've got much more experience with this sort of thing than I do, right?
Zelfus kicks Graham. Just put a bounty on the tiger.
We put a bounty on the tiger, Kestra.
I take half of my payment up front. She just gives me a really sassy look.
And I just pull my pockets inside out. There's nothing there. I'm like, fair enough. Right.
Okay, she will. I don't know, the idea of a giant cat possibly stalking them from the shadows now. I think she'll summon her packed weapon.
What does that look like?
It's a big old mace.
So how does the summoning work? I mean, I've played, is it like Morrowind, where you could use like Daedric weapons? But how does it look for Kestra?
I think for her, she kind of like, it almost looks like she reaches into the pocket of her, like her overcoat. And as she pulls it out, there is like the flourish of red light as this kind of slightly reddish, almost rusty looking oxidized mace just appears out of the pocket.
Ooh. Graham takes a step back. He's like, Kestra, it was only a joke, okay? I don't need that.
Oh, this isn't for you. This is for the cat that might be stalking us from the shadows.
Ah, so you do accept bounties without upfront payment.
I mean, this is more like me not having my throat ripped out.
Fair enough.
Well, you know, any of you having your throat ripped out, because I quite like the lot of you if you haven't noticed.
I would like to... Let me lead the way. I can, and I transform into a saber-toothed tiger. And I've got keen smell, so I can have advantages on any smell perception checks. I would like to just smell around to see if I can sense anything nearby.
How many shape changes do you get a day? Because you've used one when you flew everyone up to the pier. So is this your second?
This is my second, and that is my last one.
So... give me a perception check.
All right. Advantage on perception checks that rely on smell. So +3.
Always get worried when Joe's counting spells.
+5.
He's like, I don't want you turning into no mammoth later on. What is it?
That is a 10 plus 5 and a 12 plus 5, 17.
Okay, so the scent is old. No one has been here for a week, but there's a clear trail moving down to the end of the corridor and through a half-open door leading into blackness.
I guess I'll start stalking along slowly towards that.
Are you all going together, or are you letting Gon go on his own?
No, I'll stick close.
Yeah, I'll follow behind, because might be worth see those of us that can see into the room before we flood it with torchlight. Maybe taking a look in case there is something waiting in there.
Yeah,
and well, Gon's torch will have gone now, so it'll only be the kind of like fiery white blue light from Graham's sword. But what I'd like you to do then is, assuming you are moving stealthily, can you give me a group stealth roll?
Sure can.
Yeah, boy howdy. That pass out trace is real good before you
begin. So that's all of us?
Oh yeah, right?
Yeah, so the way we do this is, you all roll, and the idea is you need more passes than fails. The idea is that anyone who passes is helping the people who fail be quiet.
Okay.
I
got a 26.
I got a 12.
I tried to roll and it just didn't do anything.
I think mine's doing the same.
Oh, there it is.
I got 18.
There's your...
Okay. Nice.
And I got, with a plus 2, 9.
Okay, so one failure. Graham, you're the highest roll. What did you do to stop Zalfiz from breaking your stealth?
I just sheathed my weapon. I engulfed us in darkness.
Yeah. Zalfiz was basically pottering along, building up some speed and making noise, and just bumped into the back of someone. Even though he's got dark vision.
It's just like, whoop, and then suddenly there's nothing.
Okay, so you weave your way through a network of rooms and corridors which you couldn't have possibly have navigated with such speed if you weren't following a trail. You could imagine looking up at the mighty rooms filled with discarded and broken furniture and ancient weapons that you could have wandered for days and still not found your way. But you eventually stop outside a door. From beyond, you can hear deep breathing, something so loud that it could only come from a giant. And it sounds deep, but something wrong with it, like there's a gurgle or a stutter deep within this thing's lungs.
Selfish takes out his face mask. We're topical, guys. There you go.
Maybe whatever is on the other side of this door was injured by whoever last came through here.
Yes, but let's not find out.
Along the way, did we see any doors that looked like they might, like, did we see any other doors open or any pathways leading down?
And it says stairwell.
You've been walking for almost an hour, and you've been in and out of rooms and corridors this way and that. If there was a stairway, you didn't see it from where you're going, and the trail that you're following definitely goes through this door.
Do I smell any blood?
No. But you do smell an overpowering stench of giant.
I don't have any dark vision or anything, and I'm literally completely in the dark now. I don't know what's going on. I'm just holding on to a tuft of fur from Gon. And he can't speak because he's a fucking cat.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm
meow.
Just like, he's going meow, and I'm like, Kestra? What's going on?
Something really big, the other side of this door. Really big. Like, that's the sound of something breathing. I hate to break it to you.
I'd like to use my claw and spell out giant on the ground in the ice.
I can't see down. That because it's dark.
I have some good news, Graham. I know what it is.
What is it? What is it?
That's the bad news. a giant, apparently.
Oh, well. That's not good.
I mean, guys, we don't have to go in. Like, so, Joe, I've got dark vision. This room is the only option to go, you're saying? We've been everywhere else, is it?
So you've not been everyone else. You've followed a maze. Well, you've basically followed a trail through a maze.
But without doubling back, it's the only direction we can go, is it?
You could possibly try and leave the trail and find another way round the same place, but obviously you don't know where the trail's going beyond this
Can I
door.
Try and sneak up and see if I can actually get a look at this giant, or is everything in darkness?
It's this whole place is pitch black.
Okay, I can't see nothing.
In which case, can I try and sneak up and take a look at the giant?
Sure. So you stand before, and it's all the doors in here are made of wood, not ice, and they're much easier to open than the front door. So with a bit of effort, you could, on even on your own, probably heave it open, although you might be able to do it more subtly if you'd worked as a team. But yeah, you certainly can peer around. Could you give me a stealth roll? Door does creak. There's sort of a scratching sound as the ice shaved away as the door scrapes across it. And you kind of sort of breathe back for a moment, hope, but the giant's breath or whatever it is still stays steady. And you peek round to see it. An enormous beast, 20 foot tall, the biggest ice giant you have ever seen, but ancient. Ice giants kind of have bluey white skin, and its skin is grey and wrinkled. Its beard reaches almost to the ground and is braided intricately, wrapped up with gold and silver. It wears a battered and torn breastplate of shining mail, and at its side, and it's kind of like on an enormous throne, it's leaning over with its head down, and at its side, its hand still holding its hilt, is a battle axe. But one that you couldn't imagine one of this size. It's over 10 foot tall and is burning with a white light similar to Graham's sword. With every breath, it kind of chokes a little as it breathes in. The room itself is a corridor, so it continues off left into darkness. To your right is the giant, and opposite is another door, but closed.
I think Kestra takes a moment to kind of study the room and see those exits, and then we'll creep back. It's an ice giant sitting in a throne with a 10-foot tall battle axe, but there's a door the other side of the other side.
Is it asleep or dead or injured or what?
I should probably say a throne-like chair. It's not ornamented.
Throne-like
it's
chair.
Large, you know, a chair with a like armrests and a large back. But not like a royal throne.
It's it's definitely alive, but it's kind of hunched over, so I can't really tell.
Try and kill it.
We could just make a really stealthy run for it.
At that, I'd like to...
Like, really stealthy. Emphasis on the rolling for stealth.
Yeah, I would like to change out of my B-shape and... Yes, Owen, I'll cast Pass Without a Trace on us if we want to try to stealth by.
I potentially a way of... It might be other stealthy, but I could try restraining him. This is metaing up. I do have web to deck save.
We could try and run for it, and
the
hopefully
voice went
at least
all
we
weird,
get...
Zelfus. I don't know what... what's
going on. As the guy who's normally web? Anti-meta.
I mean, I've used it many times.
As it were.
Has it ever been successful on something so large?
The shark? Does anyone remember the shark? It was literally hours ago.
Oh, I thought that was the octopus that did all of the...
I never felt get like the recognition I deserve.
Felt like a week ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a hero to the people of Bryn Shander. Why do you people not appreciate me?
I know you're a hero, buddy, and I pat him on the shoulder. And like as I pat him on the shoulder, it's probably like,
ow!
Oof. okay, so...
Hero shoulders.
I mean, worst comes to worst, we run for it and it wakes up, and at least, hopefully, we're about halfway across the room, so at least we can fight our way to the door.
Worst case scenario, I think Zalphus can just cast Grease, and then when he's slipping on the spot, we can just keep walking. That's how this works, right?
But not the giant shark web. Okay, yeah, I also have Grease.
Well, in tandem, together, they make the perfect plan.
They feel countering. Yeah, I mean, okay. Physics work against each other, but...
So,
Joe, how wide is this corridor? From
same as
wall?
What you've seen throughout everywhere, so about 20 foot wide.
Oh, I mean, worst comes to worst, I can throw up a ball of fire, and hopefully he won't be able to follow us past that.
Unusually, the giant itself is probably have to, his own castle, would have to hunch. He's that tall.
I think we should.
Horrifying.
I think we should sneak or run for it.
Set him on fire, what?
Light him.
Make a stealthy run and we can
then set him on fire. I don't understand how this plan works.
If he wakes up, yeah.
I'm not sure if fighting is our best option here.
No, I mean, you've cast Pass Without a Trace now, right? Is that has happened?
Not yet. I will cast it. I will cast it if we are going to stealth. That's what I'm waiting for.
The spell runs out. Yeah,
I can't see because it's dark. So I'm padding around and I just grab some snow or some like shavings of ice from the ground, and I put it in your hand and I'm like, do it. You know what you must do.
Kestra, Zalfiz, you're going to have to lead the way because me and Graham can't see anything.
Because I'm a hero.
I could take my sword out again, right? Or is there multiple?
Can I pick up Zalfiz and like he can like ratatouille? So like he's sitting on my head and he's like pulling my hair in the direction I need to go.
In which case, Kestra will take her tail and just, without warning Graham at all, just kind of like wrap it around the lower bit of his arm as like a, you know, like when someone, like as you're leading a child or something. She's basically
what is this?
Doing that. Oh, that's right. Me. I'm sorry.
I will cast Pass Without a Trace, so we all get +1 to our stealth.
Has it been an hour since I used the sword to brighten it up? Because I can only do it once an hour, putting it out and reigniting it.
You've been exploring the complex for an hour, so you could light it again.
But do we want to have light if we're going into a room? Because
I don't know if things asleep or not.
For Gon, I'll take out my artificer infused 10-foot pole, and he can hold one end of it, and I'll hold the other.
I thought you were going to say like he could like close his eyes.
Here, hold my pole. Is that what that
I want the ratatouille one. I want you to be on my shoulders whispering directions.
I don't want to rely on your stealth. I want to be 10 feet away from you when you wake this thing up.
Okay. Is there light in that chamber?
You want Gon to be between Zalfis's legs while I hold his pole? Is that what's...
Oh, but there will be... Off the axe, there will be a soft glow. So when you kind of peek through the door, it's almost pitch black, but the unactivated axe does burn with this soft, white, fiery light, which is enough to illuminate without tripping over anything. It shows everything in really harsh shadows. So it's like chiaroscuro, like it's whites and blacks, nothing in between. So it's still hard to see, and you could trip over something easily. So it's not totally illuminated, but yeah, you definitely can make your way without having to resort to Disney style solutions unless you want to.
Let's just go. There's enough light in there for us to be careful going through.
Can you put me down, please?
Oh.
Are we gonna roll are we rolling stealth again?
Yeah, I think that's probably the next thing. It's up to Joe.
We'll do it as a group check as well. So if everyone rolls stealth, you need to have more passes than fails.
Okay. My turn, you have +20.
Yeah, I do.
What is Pass Without the Trace?
So I've got 37.
+10. You get +10 to your stealth checks.
An additional cool. +10, yeah.
I rolled a 31.
Oh my
I rolled
God.
A 19.
I rolled a natural one, but I got 16.
One.
So we got 37, 31, 29, and 16.
Like, so what does Kestra do to sort of mess this up? And then how does everyone else fix it as you're tiptoeing across the room?
I like to think it's a thing of like she recognizes that as we're coming into the room that like Zalfus is no longer like on the shoulders and everyone's walking normally. So she lets go of Graham but kind of forgets that she's supposed to be really quiet, and her tail, which is quite long and quite heavy, just goes thwack against the floor as she kind of unravels. And just like not really thinking about it. And I just imagine like the echo of that in the room. Just being like...
So as the tail descends, what does one of you, and again, Graham, you rolled the highest, what do you do to prevent this noise from happening? Because it's a group stealth roll.
Shove Zalfiz in the way.
I'm assuming this has already happened now, right?
So that's what would have happened, but because you passed as a group, you managed to prevent this from happening.
I'd say I slip my foot underneath it and receive full tail slack into the foot. I'm like...
I'll pick your feet.
So where are you going? Are you going to the door opposite, or are you heading to the left down this corridor? Because obviously now you're not in beast form, you don't detect the trail anymore.
Door opposite.
Door.
There's always problems behind doors.
With those incredible rolls, obviously we've got a 37. You manage to open the door silently. You move softer than ghosts, and the giant snoring is undisturbed, and you leave it behind you as you enter the next room, which appears to be a banquet hall. It's enormous, though. In the middle of the immense hall stands a 30-foot long, 10-foot wide, 10-foot high dining table. But it's broken and rotting, and the chairs that once served it themselves are mostly just firewood. You see on the walls, there is an enormous fireplace, and above it is what must be a hollowed out mammoth tusk that creates an enormous, like a horn. To your right is an ascending staircase disappearing up into darkness, but to your left, the fog that covers the floor 2 foot high is flowing down a staircase, rolling down it again into darkness.
And I'm assuming once again that it's only Kestra and Zalfa as they can see, because the room is probably in darkness.
Well, no, Karn's blade's back lit up now, isn't it?
I haven't taken it out, but I can.
Oh, sorry, I thought you took it out. The doors always pay off, that's intended.
So I'm going to ask Kestra. Can I take my sword out, or would that be a bad idea right now?
You know, I don't think there's anything in this room apart from the exits. And she looks at Zalfitz with a thing of like, have you spotted anything I haven't? Like,
she's right. It's junk. It's junk as far as the eye can see.
All right. So I take the sword out and we can all illuminate up the area. Take a look. At least.
I had a thought, though.
Yeah.
What if that was one of the trials?
What one could it have been? I can't see it being preservation, cruelty, endurance, isolation.
Possibly isolation. That thing was too big for where it was. And old, really old, and alone.
So maybe we didn't pass. Maybe we need to make friends with it. Are we going back and making friends with it?
I think we should continue on down. I don't think
we should make friends with it, Zalfitz.
Hold on. I'll take out the orb.
We shouldn't make friends with this.
No. Yeah. Telepathically, would that have been one of the would that have been one of the trials, or was that just something guarding this place?
Steve, the security guard.
How on earth should I know? I don't know. It could be isolation. He was pretty isolated. He's on his own. But then, so is that chair. I mean, it's the only
chair
standing in the room.
I just put the orb back in my pocket. This guy sucks. orb was no help. Maybe we should just continue on downstairs.
I did say, because I heard originally, or was it when he went back talking telepathically, that the trials were in the dungeon? Initially, we heard that, all of us, didn't we?
Yeah, we know that we have to go down.
Going down.
Yeah, I mean, the trials are most likely in a dungeon, so.
I think maybe.
Got the wrong voice completely, too.
Can I go and have a look at that mammoth task? Just before we leave this room, I just want to, like, do a cursory, make sure we're not overlooking something, you know, in case hidden behind it is, like, here are the keys to all the trials kind of thing. You never know.
You're not doing the don't touch wet paint thing, are you?
So it's hanging on the wall, probably about 15 foot above you. So you're going to need to give me an acrobatics or an athletics if you want to get up to it.
I can attempt an acrobatics roll. Nope, that's an 8.
So you kind of like try and leap up to try and grab the lintel of the fireplace, and your fingers just scrape on it, but it's icy and you just feel yourself falling backwards and landing at the heap in this fireplace. You're kind of greeted with this kind of whoosh of cold air, where from somewhere high, high above you, the storms that rage above the island blow this frigid coldness down towards you, but you haven't managed to climb up high enough to get anywhere near the horn.
Does it look like, just from down here, like, is there anything carved on it, or is it just like straight up plain old mammoth?
Absolutely, it's covered in like dwarven runes.
Hey, Zalfiz, this stuff's got writing on it.
Gonna potter over on the back of Lady Penguin and look up. And because I can't really see very well in the dark, I'm gonna hit a button on the side of her head and her lights are going to light up like headlights. to see if I can see better.
Okay, give me a perception roll.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Let me find out where my perception is. With a plus four. Holy crap. I have a lot of skills I don't use enough. Roll, please. Roll 20. 16 total.
Okay, so although it is covered with runes, you think most of these are kind of like ornate traditional runes, and they don't spell out anything that makes any sense to you. There's more like something that represents the clan, something that represents the owner of this. And then you kind of look around, there's multiple owners, you think. You think there's references to giant gods, and there's references to feasting and to a warm hearth. But as you're looking up at it and kind of just concentrating on reading the runes, you hear a whisper of song, a thread of music, a mournful tune, not song, but some sort of instrument, a sorrowful kind of dirge coming from below.
Oh, not coming from the horn?
No, no, no. This is coming up from the stairs to your left. And can you give me either a history or a survival roll?
I can. Probably going to be history. So I was plus eight. What's my survival? Yes, it is going to be history. With a plus eight. It's thinking. 20 total.
Wow. Okay, so the Redhead tribes of the barbarian Redhead tribes of 10 towns have these instruments, a bit like a lyre, sort of fashioned from bones, and it's a very strange way of doing it, but it creates this mournful sound, one that can strike terror into members of the Ten Towns, because it often it can be played as a battle, but it could also be played as it is now, to regale ancient stories of their tribes. And it's one of these stories that's passed down from tribe to tribe to tribe. And you think that's what you're hearing.
So this is like sentimental tat. It's just religious significance and the historical significance, but it's just a horn. That's probably some barbarians making it. That's a song of their... Who do you think's making that noise? I'm very scared. Just what Alpha says.
Do we still want to follow into the creepy music? Because there is another staircase.
I think I'm voting staircase.
What? That one goes up. Do we go up or down?
We have to go down, don't we?
Down. New York said down, right?
Yes.
I mean, correct. We beat these barbarians. These barbarians are the guys who played in Goat Ball, right?
Well, they might not be these ones.
So the Redhead barbarians live on the tundra. The people you play Goathead Ball against are the Goliaths who live on the mountains.
Okay. And the Redheads are also giants?
No, so they're predominantly human, actual barbarians. So they're nomads who chase the reindeer herds across the tundra. And occasionally when food is scarce, we'll gather and attack the various towns of 10 towns.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the Redheads are only humans, and if nothing else, we've proved we can take much worse than humans. No? Just
so
me?
What,
am I being cynical?
I'm okay with that. I mean, we might be able to just sneak by anyway. Was the sound coming from downstairs, sorry?
Or we could make friends.
Okay. Or we could try making friends.
I don't know what Alpha's all of a sudden wants to make friends with things. It's a new development of the character.
Well, we could try that. They have no reason to be aggressive towards us. They don't know. I mean,
and
we've only
very
got...
sad.
I mean, if they're here, they're probably doing the same thing we are, right?
They could stuck. Be. They could be working with the Frostmaid.
I would imagine that they're working with the Frostmaid. Yeah.
Made friends with people working for the Frost Maiden. I mean, we're here to do her trials, right? They like that.
True. They might be able to point us in the right direction.
I'm sure if they are amenable to talking, we can talk them round.
Maybe if we sneak down, if there's not too many of them, we can approach them and ask for help. Otherwise, we can try to sneak by.
I mean, it sounds like a plan. Before I was an artificer, I was a diplomat. It was Zalfa's a diplomat, believe it or not.
Kestra just looks at him.
Yeah, Don's shaking his head. Graham?
Yeah. I think we need to head down.
Okay.
I mean, we might end up with a third tour guide.
No one's ever going to beat Angernuck. Was it Angerduke? Angerduke.
Angerduke.
Okay.
Well, you know, so far we've had a flat rock, a creepy ice garden. Who knows what these people could show us?
I mean, the method was pretty nice. It felt mean stabbing him.
There is a third option. We can go back and set the giant on fire. I'm not sure what this really accomplishes.
You do know that just being cruel doesn't automatically mean you pass the cruelty trial. I don't think that's how it works.
Trials. Forgot about that.
Kestra swings the mace onto her shoulder and starts making towards the stairs.
Okay, so these stairs are as high as the ones you clambered up to get to this castle, but these ones are slick with ice. So for this one, I need dexterity acrobatics from all of you individually as you make your
Except
way
Curran,
down.
Surely, right?
Yeah, he can just walk. Yeah, Graham can just walk down. Graham, with
dexterity, dexterity, dexterity. Did you say regular dexterity
so well
or
on this one too?
Dexterity acrobatics.
Oh, sorry. Dexterity. I thought you were really happy
with
these, right?
Nine.
Yeah, I'm happy he's good. Definitely.
Could I use medicine instead?
No. And as you're contemplating how you could use medicine.
No, I'm rolling.
Kestra's feet disappear out from underneath her, and she begins to slide up into the darkness with a
screen. I got a 9 plus 1. I got a 10.
And this is like a YouTube video where you reach for her and step in exactly the same path.
Hold on.
No. Wait, no, I imagine you go for the tail, right? Because that's the bit that she's going to, like, go head over. You go for the tail, and to try and reach it, you have that, like, step onto the ice, and then you grab the tail, and she pulls you down with her.
Yeah, can Gon go for the tail, but then Zalfizz tries to grab Gon, and then he's like, wait a minute, and he just gets pulled with him.
Just for the people who are going to listen to this on the podcast, Zalfizz was going to use his flash of genius to help out the two who'd failed ahead of him, and as he came to the edge of the stairs going, "Are you idiots?" he rolled a one and probably careened down Lady Penguin, like he went over the handlebars of Lady Penguin down his icy stairs.
I imagine Graham's at the top of the stairs, has turned back for a moment because he's the back of the group taking a look, and then he turns back around and everyone's gone.
So, Graham,
Jesus Christ, we're the worst.
As they all kind of sail down the icy staircase, crashing and thumping their way, they leave you in darkness, or maybe of the flame of your sword. But as they disappear, the music stops and you are left alone.
So I'm probably going to decide to then now on purpose slide down in order to catch up. You're like, I gotta deactivate this thing, take it off my ear, put it in my pocket, and go.
Great, okay, we're very hurt.
I was gonna say, so as you crash into everyone at the bottom, can I ask everyone to roll a d10, and that's how much damage you take from these enormous.
Yeah, I'm good at rolling low, except for this. I'm gonna get a 10, I bet.
I rolled six.
Oh, I rolled a 1. Nice.
Everyone's rolling a d10, right? Everybody?
Yeah. You all do.
Yeah, I've jumped down. Of my own free will. 7. Son of a bitch. 7 temporary hit points gone, just like that.
So you land on the base of this strange room. Beneath you, the floor is so slick, it's like an ice rink or a frozen lake. And it has a sheen like a mirror. It's not 100% reflective, but it's so dark and so smooth that it does have that. And it's reflecting the flame of your sword, Curran. It's an enormous room, very, very high. Mm-hmm. Looking up, you can just see the tips of stalactites coming down from the darkness. And the walls in the distance, you can't make out they're that far. But maybe 30 feet away in the center, you see a misty form. A red-haired barbarian, a woman dressed in ice white finery, furs of, you think they must be a bear, but an ice white bear. And she's transparent, or at least semi-translucent, holding one of these harps. And she's staring at you, her eyes glowing with that inner radiance that you've come to recognize of Servants of the Frost Maiden. There's a blink and a flash, and her eyes dull, and they just look hollow, and she begins to walk away from you.
Guys, I think we need to chase her.
Is now a time to use grease?
I don't mean that kind of chase. I just mean keep up with her. She's not moving fast, right?
Sure. Let's follow.
So she went over this way, and I'm holding up my sword, trying to illuminate the way.
So
how far away is she now, Joe? Sorry, just from us.
I need about 30 feet away. But your progress across this slick floor, like, I'm not going to make you roll for it, but it's hard to gain any purchase on the floor, unless you want to try and slide like ice skate across.
Can I take the mace and kind of use it as a like dig in, so there's something to like hold on to? That's what Kestra's
doing. If you all do something similar, I'm not going to make you roll, but it will be a slow progress, and this ghostly form just stays just out of sight. For those of you with dark vision, that goes. Has anyone got dark vision beyond 60 feet?
What's standard dark vision? I just want to know I have dark vision, Drew.
Yeah. I didn't know there was types of dark vision. What is it?
It's up to, I think both of ours will be up 60 feet. 60
Do you have the deluxe model? You really should upgrade.
I barely know D&D rules. You're killing me.
You can just sort of make out the walls, and they're jagged and unevenly shaped. This isn't a circular room at all. If anything, it's sharp and oddly shaped. But you do notice out to your left a huge bundle looking like a gigantic nest of twigs and shattered furniture lined with, I guess, maybe bedding or seating. Maybe they've pulled the upholstery from the seating. And lying in it, snoring softly, is an enormous walrus.
Ooh.
So that's kind of off to your left, but this ghostly form is heading straight on towards a break in the wall, and beyond you can see something glowing, this sort of ice white glow, but you can't, you're too far away, all of you, to see what that is.
I was talking from walrus.
What do you see?
I don't know what I see. I see a glowing.
You see a glowing?
Yes.
Over there, towards the glowing?
As well, over there.
You can probably
see the walrus.
You've recognized
that, but
No, you don't. Only Zelfiz and
Kestra
see the walrus.
No, walrus.
But
the
normal vision people can see glowing, right? Surely.
Mm.
Does it look dangerous?
It's a walrus. Of course, it looks dangerous. I'm 3 foot tall.
And this is like a 10 foot high walrus. It's hard to tell.
Decent sized.
We're talking about like a dire walrus here, Joe.
Dire walrus. Yes.
Exactly that.
I mean, he might be friendly, like the whale.
To be fair, I'm not really worried about
it's
the walrus.
A narrow
I'm kind
whale.
Of more freaked out by the weird spectral lady in front of us.
So, walruses are often 1,000 kilograms and 3.6 meters in length, so that's not even a large one if it's 10 feet. just a walrus.
Oh, you're the worst.
Thank you. Thank you for those facts, Graham.
This is literally a giant walrus. That's what it's called. Like, it's a large.
So it's going to be even bigger.
Like 20 foot long walrus.
That's your Earth walruses, Karen. We're in the realms. Good enough to get the Forgotten Realms. Faerun, yes.
We We haven't tried talking to the slightly transparent lady.
Give
That's
it a go.
A
very good point.
Lady! I put my hand up to my mouth, trying to project my voice a bit. Lady! But in like sort of a semi-whisper.
So, Fizz and Kestra, you notice the walrus stir as Graham's voice echoes across the room. The ghostly form takes no notice and disappears through this gap. And those with dark vision, you can see that the glowing is coming from a door, and carved into it is a rune. And it's the rune which is glowing white.
That door up there, it appears to be probably magical to me. Without having inspected it, I would suspect magical, right?
You're both reasonably high level magic users, so you can see that it carved into it is a single word, preservation.
Guys, I think I found the trial room. That says preservation. That like magically looking door.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should move because the walrus is awake.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Big, and I'm sure it's adorable, but it also looks like it could probably kill us if it wanted to.
Let's move to the door.
Let's take this as a sign and preserve ourselves from the horrible, grisly death that we could have by a walrus.
It's literally a sign.
It says preserve, but alright, yeah, wait, yes.
Okay, so you make your way across the mirror-like ice and enter this strangely shaped room. Embedded in this, the wall is a door seemingly made from complete of ice itself, and in it is this glowing symbol it's an arcane language, maybe draconic, no, but you recognize it, those of you with arcane knowledge recognize it, and it says preservation.
Mm.
But there's no handle, no way obvious of opening
it.
Mm. I mean, can you unlock this, Graham, because otherwise we could just break it down.
I can certainly use my thief tools. Door. See if it works.
Yeah, definitely. Is there any... Give me a roll.
What do you roll when using thieves' tools?
you roll sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Yeah. Right, then that's a plus 10. Watch as I roll a natural one. Right.
For a natural one, I'm going to be so upset.
Oh, nat 20. Ooh. That's a 30. Door's open.
So, door explodes off of its hinges.
It no longer exists.
So Graham reaches out his hand to the door and touches it, and then his body begins to freeze. And you notice everyone else in the room, his fingertips are engulfed in ice, and the ice begins to envelop his hand, his arm, and before you realize it, his entire body is a statue, and he is frozen in place, entombed in ice.
Does this look like anything we saw above in the gardens?
Okay. Absolutely.
He's entombed of ice, or he's not an ice sculpture. His body's surrounded by ice. Okay.
This is what a nat 20 gets you, eh? It's rough.
This is
some grade A bull. Right here.
You might have noticed, Kestra, the rune did flash for a moment as he touched it.
Still lit up,
yeah.
Fascinating.
Can I, at a distance, inspect it with my arcana now, which probably shouldn't have done beforehand?
Sure, give me an arcana roll.
Cool. Arcana is a plus 5. Ooh, hold on. I rolled an 11, but had a flash of genius that I'm going to struggle to make this work narratively.
I was imagining maybe like little glasses come down, you know, artificer things, and maybe little goggles, you know, sort of what's the Back to the Future guy called?
Doc Brown. You played a character called Doc Brown on our show before.
Miles an hour.
Anyway, and you zoom in and you see that the door is enwrapped in a glowing light. And this is a clerical power. And the light extends completely over Graham and he radiates the same color. Whatever magic that's holding the door or is also completely enveloping him.
The door seems to have some sort of magic cast upon it, which is what Graham is now experiencing. I'm not sure how to break it, but breaking the door potentially could break it. If anyone has any better ideas, I'm open.
You want to shatter the door?
Maybe we just need to disturb the room. Oh, good idea.
Don't shatter the door.
Can we do anything that might, you know, murder Graham?
I take out the orb. Our friend touched that rune and... Now he's frozen. What should we be doing?
Oh, excellent. So I like the forthright approach to experimentation. Good on him. So I guess there's one of two things that happened. One of them is he's triggered some sort of deadly trap and he's dead. The second one is he's activated the rune and he's been transported to the trial.
What do you mean transported?
Well, I mean, look at him.
He's frozen solid. But he's still here.
No. The aura around him.
Okay.
Whatever magic is powering that aura is now taking him. I mean, I'd like to lean on the second one, but it's quite possible that it's the first. I mean, I don't have a body, but I...
Can I use medicine in some sort of way to tell if Graham is still alive?
He's enwrapped in ice. There's no way of telling what's happening underneath.
So this all happened out loud, neither.
Yeah.
All you can hear is like a muttering under the ice. Don't shatter the ice.
Graham's not making any sound under the ice.
If it wanted to kill us, it would, right? What would be the point in setting up a trial if, as soon as somebody touches a door that you haven't left any instructions on, it kills you? What would be the point?
It's the trial of unfairness.
I mean, I don't mean to bring up the topic of serial killers and crazy people, but like with a garden full of ice bodies. But as a man of science, I'm willing to test it out and see if I get transported. I don't know how or if I can communicate back to you.
As I flick through my spellbook,
I definitely can communicate back to you. If only I had sending stones.
Well, I mean, there's still the aura around him. I don't see why that would remain if he was dead. Surely it would just stop. And there are trials, so... Gon puts his hand out and touches a rune.
Same thing happens. As soon as his fingers tips touch the door, he's enveloped in ice. It takes only a second for his entire body to be sheathed like a statue, preserved forever.
Oh, there might be a third option, actually. I mean, actually, maybe you're just being preserved, and maybe that's... Oh, he
disappears. Isn't the orb frozen as well? How are we hearing the orb?
Yeah, that's the last thing you hear.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'm just imagining how terrible it would be for the orb to be trapped in ice and just still talking.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So this would be a great end to our show if this is a TPK, wouldn't it?
Yeah, everyone froze and died. Next week, meet our new adventurers as they head out towards
they
the boat.
My cunning trap. I call it the peer pressure trap.
Instant ice
icy
death.
Version of the rocks fall down. Is it?
I mean, there's a radiant energy, right?
My God.
As somebody with infernal heritage and a knowledge of magic, can I tell whether this radiant energy is kind of like a holy radiant energy or just like a weird, creepy radiant energy? Like, can I get a sense of that?
So it's not radiant energy as in like the damage type. Mm. It's clerical energy as if it's powered by clerical power rather than arcane power. So it's not powered by the weave, as it were. It seems to be an elemental power.
Well, Zalfus?
I don't know if it'll transport Lady Penguin, but just give me a sec. And he's going to turn her into the flamethrower cannon and like... I guess we're going for it and sit onto her and drive into the leg of Gon.
Okay, as Kestra and Zalfiz are entombed in ice, I think this is a very, very good time to take our break. So again, thank you so much for playing. It's been an absolute blast. And thank you everyone at home for watching and for listening if you're on the podcast. I've been Joe Trier, your GM. You can find me on Twitter at HWR Podcast and on at Joe the GM as well. You can find all of our podcasts at How We Roll Podcast and at doesitroll.com. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/How We Roll, where you can find all of our episodes and you can get early access to all our episodes as well, including Call of Cthulhu, Curse of Strahd, and we have some secret patron only content which you can find out about on our page. Owen, thank you again for playing. I'm glad you survived. I was worried about you at one point. Where can people find more of you?
People can find more of me on Twitter or Twitch at How We Roll Own. Own is Eoghan. It'll be a bit quieter for a couple of weeks while I'm trying to source a new PC as I blew mine up, basically. I'm also on the How We Roll and Does It Roll Discord. I have my own Discord, which will be linked on my Twitter. So you can follow me there and then jump on the Discord. That's the gist of it, really.
Brilliant. And Niall, again, thank you.
I am Niall. You can find me on HWR Podcast Niall on Twitter, or you can also find me on the Does It Roll or the How We Roll Discord. Just at me if you ever want to ask a question, and I'm usually hanging around there somewhere.
Tell them to stop screwing us out of advantages as players. Let's just give out to them.
Screw me a curve. You know what? I don't want to be a sneaky little fucker like you.
Why don't you just play a paladin? You're such a paladin.
I don't know. Maybe next game, Owen. Maybe next game. Then you'll really hate me.
Oh, man.
And Curran, how can people find more of you?
He was brave, right? That's good. So if you want to find me, they can find me on Twitter at Curran_J. Or you can find me on the Does It Roll Discord or the How We Roll Discord.
Amazing. And of course, playing Ethan on Two-Headed Serpent every week on How We Roll.
It is right, playing Ethan. We've caught up now. We've got to keep going. We've got to record regularly.
and last but not least, again, thank you so much for joining us, Virginia. How can people find more of you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And also thank you for everyone else here for keeping me alive, my very squishy warlock alive. You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Tabletop Horde. Twitter is where I normally post stuff, and I stream every Monday The Walking Dead and Rotating Games every other Friday. We're doing the finale for season 2 of The Walking Dead tomorrow. So if you want to see me be sassy about the zombie apocalypse, that's supposed to be.
And I don't know if Aram can speak. Aram, can you speak? Because you've done some amazing stuff tonight. Amazing. And hopefully everyone can hear you.
I believe so.
Tell us. How can people find more of you?
Well, you can find everything I do on Twitter at Vartian. The trailer for the Star Trek show that you saw mid-break that'll play once we're wrapped up as well is the new show that I'll be starting when this one wraps up in March. And then you can also find me on the How We Roll show, the Curse of Strahd show. I play a cat who has died twice. She's lost 2 of her lives and is on their third life, which we will find out about soon.
It's completely stolen the show. It's just crazy. It's amazing. And we will be starting season 4 soon after we finish Rime with Frostmaiden in 3 weeks, I want to say. So very, very, very soon we're going to be continuing with Curse of Strahd, and it will be our finale. So we will be heading to Castle Ravenloft for a showdown very, very soon.